A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Here's what we're tracking today. The big headlines overnight has been around Brexit, and the latest twist in the drama is that the meaningful vote will be postponed indefinitely. That was supposed to take place in Parliament tonight. So Prime Minister Theresa May will now go back to the negotiating table with her European counterparts to sort out a sticking issue, a backstop for the Northern Ireland customs. Let's get a bigger picture with Stephen Innes. He is the head of trading for Asia Pacific at Oenda. Morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Good, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm great. Well, let's talk about Brexit. You're calling the latest episode absolute mayhem. Did you see this mess coming?
Absolutely not. You could see the pound yesterday was actually trading in a more favorable tone, expecting some type of resolution to happen this week. But as we've seen in this ping pong match around Brexit, you know, headline risk, it just remains on the roulette wheel. And obviously, last night, traders just took out 2 years worth of pent-up frustration and pounded the pound mercilessly. I think the issue here is that the markets are starting to remodel their sterling risk around possible worst-case scenarios, especially the notion that perhaps May's political obituary has been penned. Plus, we have to factor in what's the new leader going to bring to the table. Is it going to be a more hardline Brexit, or even will there be a Brexit? So there's lots of issues to get ironed out. Now the market's pivoting to a date, January the 21st. That seems to be the next cliff edge date. But, I mean, you know, this thing is just a never-ending saga, and I'm sure we're going to be continuing down this road for months ahead.
Hey, Stephen, so you've mentioned the pound is being pounded. It's actually at its lowest levels in over 20 months. In fact, I've been tracking the headlines overnight. Reporters have had to revise the headlines after it broke 18-month lows, then 19-month lows, and so on. Is the worst over for the pound? Do you see any support right now?
Well, not really, because, you know, when you have these falling knife scenarios, you know, it's very tough to suggest that the bottom's in. Of course, there's going to be some bargain hunting as we fall to technical levels, especially around two-year lows. However, you know, on the slightest negative headline, I think we could attack the downside once again, especially when it comes around PM May's fragile political state. In other words, if there is a move to oust her, I think that could be the death knell for the pound over the short term, and we could trade substantially lower with a target of 123, not out of the question going into year end.
All right, we're speaking to Stephen Innes. He is the head of trading for Asia Pacific at Oenda. So, Stephen, what's your take on the risk sentiment right now? We did see the Dow having quite a wild ride overnight, recovering from a low of nearly 500 points and into the green finally, just slightly. And Asian markets this morning, rather mixed.
Let me just preface yesterday's move in U.S. equities. Of course, we're going to have short covering rallies in markets when we have such outsized moves. I strongly believe, however, over in the Asia Pacific zone, traders are going to continue being better sellers of risk, knowing that the hurdle for flipping to bullish positions remains extremely high. And also, let's have a look at the broader macro conditions right now. We're looking at declining economic data from virtually every country in the world. This is adding to this wall of worry, so to speak, that everybody's been focusing on. We're seeing this now. You know, what was once a desynchronized global growth narrative has turned into just a complete meltdown. And what's happening here is that investors are getting very scared that the largest economies in the world are starting to show signs of fracturing. Obviously, China, due to the trade wars, we're starting to see it in Europe. Well, we've been seeing it in Europe for quite a while. It's starting to emerge now in Japan again, and we're certainly seeing it in Australia. So you factor in all these countries into the equation, and things don't really look that great from a global growth perspective, and we're seeing that play out on the inversions on the U.S. bond yield curve. Obviously, a negative signal for the U.S. economy looking forward in years ahead.
All right, Stephen, talking about large economies, one economy in the headlines today is India. Its chief of the India Central Bank, Urjit Patel, has resigned suddenly. And this has taken a lot of people by surprise. How much impact will you see in the markets based on this?
That's an absolute shocker. But it's an absolute shocker any time a major central banker quits. Now, In India, it's been very, very contentious day for Governor Patel. He's gone head-to-head with the government often on policies, whether it's interest rate rising policies. Obviously, one of his goals was to defend the rupee at all costs, mm-hmm. suggesting that he wanted to put up interest rates to defend the currency because he thought that was the best option, given that oil prices were really running havoc throughout India when oil was trading at $85 a barrel. However, he's ran into a lot of opposition from political leaders. So I think this is just ultimately everything coming to a head. The timing is a bit conspicuous because we're moving into state elections tomorrow. So I think the market's definitely gone risk averse. And you can see sort of a rippling effect throughout the Asian markets, given that the size of the Indian economy is so substantial. Mm. And the Asian markets is definitely sending risk aversion ripples through the rest of Asia.
All right, something to watch out for. Stephen, back home, the Straits Times Index is close to its year's lows right now. It's actually down 10% year to date. Do you see any bargains to pick up?
Well, I think there's opportunities always. You know, we look at the blue chippers, the financial companies in Singapore always tend to fare well. You know, we're having a little bit of negativity. We're seeing negativity expressed in the oil markets, the Sembawangs, the Keppels. We're also seeing a little bit of a meltdown in manufacturing because of the PMI index that came out last week suggests that manufacturing could weigh quite negatively into the new year. Once again, yet another casualty of trade war. However, yeah, I think the blue chippers, the financials, those will still continue to do well. As we see, they seem to be quite recession-proof, and that would probably be the best place to play out the markets in Singapore.
All right, thank you so much, Stephen. Always great chatting with you.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a good day.
You too. Well, Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Oanda, speaking to us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.